This is Wicked Rhody, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hey, everybody. Welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast voted best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a big weekend. Super Bowl weekend.
It's here.
Now, we can do something on this podcast that some people go crazy over and think you can't do, and some advertisers have to be very careful about it. We can say the word Super Bowl.
We can say Super Bowl so many times.
Yeah.
We can say Super Bowl as much as we want. But when you watch television for your local networks, they will call it like the big game. Why is that?
Well, a lot of times there's like this cross between what's a news story and what's promotion. You can't use it in a promotional manner. So when we were going through looking for events for this weekend, you know, you see a lot of restaurants or places saying, hey, we're hosting a big game party, because that's a promotional commercial use. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about it in a conversational piece, or you're talking about it or commentating it or providing commentary, it's fine. You can do that. You don't have to be all, the big game. You don't say Super Bowl. Yeah, it's crazy. And people freak out about it. But nonetheless, we're saying it here. But the bigger question is, the two teams this year in the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers, none of those teams are the Patriots, just so you know.
Yeah.
The Patriots are not in the Super Bowl this year. Although, they've certainly dominated the headlines recently because of the whole, will Tom Brady be here next year? Won't he? And if you're in the Miami area, there's that huge Gronk beach party. So the Patriots will still be on the tops of the minds of the NFL because they are one of the top revenue generating teams of the NFL. But nonetheless, Mary, are you going to watch the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
You have to.
I'm probably going to get so much hate for this, but I enjoy watching the Super Bowl more when the Patriots aren't in the game.
My husband
takes this game so seriously. Yeah. And when the Patriots do lose, it's like we've lost a family member for the next week or two in our house. So when the Pats aren't in the game, I get pumped because I don't care who wins. I don't care who loses. I'm just enjoying the game. I enjoy the halftime show. I don't mind talking occasionally through the game because I'm not going to get, you know, in trouble for missing someone who we care about's throw. I don't care. Yes. It's just a fun game to watch. So, yes, we will be watching it. We'll have a great time watching it. How about yourself?
I will certainly watch it because it's definitely a good game. You see a lot of great competition there, and it's fun to see, you know, the athletes compete for everything, literally everything they've worked so hard for. So that's always cool to see. I do enjoy the halftime show. I often watch it. What is your favorite halftime show of all time, Mary?
Oh, that's a good question.
Putting you on the spot on this one.
Oh, man. I loved Prince.
Okay.
Or he was at that point. Yep. At that point, I think he was the artist formerly known as Prince. I loved his show.
Yeah.
When
he sang Purple Rain and it actually started raining.
Yeah.
And like, if you watch the behind the scenes like about that show, it talks about how all the producers were saying, oh, you know, it's going to rain. And how Prince was just like, awesome. Bring it.
Oh,
let's
go. It.
Yeah. He was totally into it. What other ones?
Yeah. I think, you know, I was and still am a huge NSYNC fan.
Okay.
So that year when NSYNC came out and Britney Spears and all this different stuff, that was one of my favorite halftime shows as well. It's just like all my favorite pop things coming on out.
Yeah. I was a huge fan of the Bruno Mars one. That one was very good. The Katy Perry one, I watched a whole documentary of how they made that whole thing happen. It's incredible. But a lot of work goes into it. I love watching the logistic end of the whole thing coming together and assembling, being disassembled. I mean, literally, it's an army of people, so much so that they actually have a retired army general who coordinates all that stuff. He's an older guy. He's out there with his, you know, leather bomber jacket, and they practice this for months, putting this whole thing together. It's really cool. So I will certainly be watching it. As far as rooting, I want to see Jimmy G win it. and win a ring, not as a backup. That would be cool. But I also want to see the coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. I'd love to see him win because he's been in this sport a long time, and it would be good to see him win. He deserves it. He's a good guy. He's been through a lot with that team, just emotionally. They've had some issues with other players that are no longer part of the team. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's really worked hard through all that stuff. So, I want to see a good game there. So, I don't mind not being stressed out the entire time.
There you go, right? It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. So, if you're tuned in while you're on the road working, maybe you're going to a Super Bowl party. You're a little late to listening to the episode, but that's okay.
It's all right.
Just listen and enjoy the episode because you might hear something that piques your interest. Find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
What do you have for this week's Wicked Interesting pick?
Monster Jam at the Dunkin' Donuts Center, Providence. The monster trucks are coming into Providence. It's the Triple Threat Series. This is going to be fun. January 31st, which is the Friday. February 1st, which is Saturday. February 2nd, which is Sunday. Now, you've got the 31st, you've got a show at night at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday and Sunday, you've got two shows on Saturday, one show on Sunday, but you also have the Party in the Pits on Saturday and Sunday as well.
What does that
mean? Where you can get access on the track, and you're going to be up close and touch the trucks. You will have unique experiences in the world of motorsports. You'll get to take pictures, meet the drivers, stand next to one of those monster-sized tires and see how small you really are.
Wow.
But the actual events, the actual races, and this is a whole series. You know, these racers are going for points. This is not something where it's just a show. It's a show on top of being a competition. Mm-hmm. Friday night, it's a 7 o'clock show. Saturday, two shows, 1 o'clock and 7 p.m. And on Sunday, a 1 o'clock show. So you'll be done before the Super Bowl. So, they got a great lineup of trucks that are going to be here. You know, Alien Invasion, El Toro Loco, Gravedigger, who is just a long-time staple, Max D, Megalodoon, Monster Mutt. Check this out. Soldier Fortune, that is a truck driven by Kayla Blood. So a female driver, you know, like a girl, girls
and
can drive
trucks
too.
And her name is Kayla Blood? Her last name is Blood?
Yeah. Don't hold it against her. She's not sponsored by the Rhode Island Blood Center. But but it's cool to, you know, girls can drive these trucks too. Also,
yes,
Zombie will be there as well. Zombie has these cool arms that attach to his truck and this hair. It's pretty cool.
It's a thing, yeah.
It really is. So you're gonna want to check that out. Of course, in between the races, they'll have the speedsters and the ATVs. So this is gonna be more racing, more freestyle, more donuts, more wheelies, and plenty of donuts at the Dunkin' Donuts Center over there in Providence. It's the Monster Trucks. Try that again. Monster Jam Triple Threat Series, January 31st through February 2nd. The Dunkin' Donuts Center, Providence. Pay for the whole seat. Only need the edge.
Well, that's what's wicked interesting. And now here's what's wicked fun in the 401.
What do you got, Mary?
Of course, we have the Super Bowl. I'm just going to keep saying it as often as I can because good to say it. We have the Super Bowl going on Sunday night, but there's so many other things that are going on in and around the Ocean State. First thing I wanted to let you know about is Opera on Tap at Long Live Beer Works. So Opera on Tap is this organization that is trying to help bring opera, the classical music art form, to different venues. You know, we always think about, if you were to think about classical music, you might think about the Vets or PPAC, you know, seeing the Rhode Island Philharmonic, but this is going to be at a local brewery. It's just on the west side, Long Live Beer Works. They have a great assortment of locally made beers, and they're going to be having, I think, 6 different opera singers plus a pianist. They're going to have music by Verdi, Puccini, Bizet, so many more, and admission is completely free. So this is Sunday from 2 to 4. You could go be classy, get a local brew in before the game, and just try something different, try something new. I mean, I feel like so many people haven't really been exposed to opera. They just might think it's not for them. But when you're able to see it live and see the talent and the dedication that it really takes to produce this kind of music, it's quite impressive.
Yeah, it's a much better experience live than it is when you hear it in an elevator at a doctor's office.
Yes.
You know, it's,
yes.
I will say that. Mary, you and I have had the good fortune, thanks to our multi-awards from Rhode Island Monthly, to be on stage at the PPAC and getting to see some stuff happening there. But if you've ever wanted to see what's behind the scenes at PPAC, they have their Curtains Up Day on Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at PPAC. You will get to check out just how the magic really happens. So you get to see Providence's most spectacular theater, which was opened in 1928 as the Lowe's State. It was one of the largest movie palaces in southern New England. It was designed by incredible architects. You're going to get a behind the scenes view of this. See the theater from the stage, see backstage. You can admire the intricacies and grandeur of the historic interiors. You can explore the projection booth, which was the main feature back in the day. You can be on stage. You can see how the mechanics work, you know, the ropes that go up and lower the curtains and lower the lights. It's all done manually. And also, they will be giving you a display of their five manual Wurlitzer pipe organ. This pipe organ was built in 1927. It's only one of three ever made. And you can meet the house organist, Peter Krasinski, in-house on Saturday. It's going to be exciting. You can discover the history and just check it out. Bring the camera, bring a sense of adventure. You're going to enjoy it. Wear comfortable shoes because you'll do a little bit of walking.
Yeah, it's just a nice little open house, to really get a different look at it.
The best part, ladies and gentlemen, you don't need a ticket to get into the PPAC for this one because this is a free event. So check that out.
Can't beat that.
Free event. Go check it out. What do you got, Mary?
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, I do a podcast called Outlander Cast, all about the show Outlander, which is on Stars. It's also on Netflix. I highly recommend it. But it really takes place in Scotland, along the time of the bagpipes and kilted men. Well, if you are a fan of Scotland, if you're a fan of Outlander, if you maybe have Scottish blood in your line, you might want to check out the Burns Supper that is happening this Saturday night at Rhodes in the Patuxent. This is being put on by the St. Andrew's Society of Rhode Island. Now, this happens every year. The Burns Supper is something that happens globally. It's just a big celebration of Robert Burns, who is very, very famous Scottish man who wrote poems. For example, Auld Lang Syne, like everyone sings that on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
That's something that he wrote. So basically, there is this night to celebrate him and what he was able to kind of bring to Scottish culture, and something that a lot of people get to celebrate. So you get to have a night celebrating not only his things, but you get to eat things like haggis, and you get to listen to some bagpipes, and it's a really full formal dinner full of pomp and circumstance. And this is taking place at the Rhodes in the Patuxent. So if you are someone, maybe you have a kilt of your own, maybe you have some Irish or Scottish blood in you and you want to listen to some bagpipes, you want to check that out Saturday night.
If you don't have a kilt, ladies and gentlemen, I got a solution for you.
Tell me.
Very simple. You don't even have to watch a DIY video on Facebook or YouTube to do this. Go into your bathroom, get the closest thing you have to a bath towel or a bath sheet. Two safety pins,
okay,
and you're good to go. Now, I do suggest wearing shorts underneath, just in case.
Agreed.
But you're good to go. Plus, if you spill anything, you have a very absorbent cloth there. You don't have to ask for extra napkins.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fantastic.
There you go.
Try to grab a towel that hasn't been accidentally stained by bleach, because those just you don't want to look like a hack there, ladies and gentlemen.
No, so, not at the Burns Supper.
Not classy at all. In addition to the Super Bowl, this is a good time to support the amazing people at the East Greenwich Animal Protection League and the Heart of Rhode Island Animal Rescue League for the Puppy Bowl. They are having a watch party, actually, at their location on 44 Worthington Road in Cranston, Rhode Island, on Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. This is a good time to bring friends and kids. The puppy bowl is always something cute and adorable. Bring the kids. They'll get to meet some lovely pups. And you never know. Maybe you fall in love and you adopt, or you take home a pup that you...
A new family member, absolutely. A furry family member. I love it.
Now, let's set the expectations. It's not going to happen exactly that day, but you will start the process there. So it's going to be great. And shout out
exactly. If you're a puppy lover, you get to see the puppies on screen for the puppy bowl. Then the puppies in real life, you can play with the puppies. I mean, you're going to be on puppy overload.
Absolutely. And if you're like me, just bring 3 bottles of Zyrtec and you'll be fine.
Yes. Good luck. Well, it's that time to let you know about different ways that you, your family, and friends can help volunteer in and around Rhode Island with the help of the United Way of Rhode Island.
Yeah, and we should mention too, Mary, it's something that I've kind of forgotten to put in there. These are opportunities that aren't just for this weekend. You know, where we usually talk about events for the weekend. These are opportunities that go on for some time. So, for example, Landmark Medical Center, they are in the need. They're up in Woonsocket. They are in the need of patient registration volunteers. These are folks who greet patients, direct them to the appropriate services, and they need people to help between 7 and 11 a.m. and 12 to 4 p.m. on weekdays. So if you're interested, maybe you're retired or you're looking for something to do, maybe you're a college student and you have a couple days off during the week and you want to get some community service hours in, this is a perfect way to do so. Landmark Medical Center is a wonderful facility. It's right up there in Woonsocket. So go to our website. We've got the link there. Mary, what do you have?
Meals on Wheels of Rhode Island are looking for volunteers to help deliver meals to seniors throughout the state. And as we talked about, all the time. Our state isn't that big, but you know, they do need people to drive around it and bring these meals to our friends and our neighbors. So there are available shifts on weekdays between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for that lunchtime spot. So you can get that information on our website.
Hey, if you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, just go to their website or dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. Folks, I know this show doesn't seem as long as it usually does, but to be honest with you, many people have smartened up over the years and said, hey, on Super Bowl weekend, we're going to hold off and just let the Super Bowl entertain because that's what's going to be the most watched thing. So everything we talked about today, the events that we did talk about, are on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. So go there if you want to do something other than watch the Super Bowl.
That's right. And we are going to be keeping you busy. We know that several communities are going to be having some school vacation week later this month. So we'll be having a couple episodes with suggestions for you to keep those kids busy during the doldrums of winter. Well, you can find out, you can find us on social media. We got stuff going on Facebook and Instagram. We are so thankful for those of you who continue to use that hashtag WickedRoadie, whether you're looking at other people's photos or sharing them yourself. Keep it up.
Hey, if you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, just email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook. We'd love to feature you here on the episode or on Studio 10.
That's right. Well, until next time, my name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And we're going to have more for you next Thursday. Thanks so much for listening to Wicked Roadie.
That'll be the Thursday after the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Yes.
And then we get ready for baseball.
Right. Oh, yes. I can't wait.